our children. This is all about graduation day at Cal Arts when Grandma B got her honorary degree. And I wanted to share it with you. Everybody was getting dressed up, because Nana, Grandma B, had to go to graduation to get an honorary degree and make a speech. So White Mouse put on her red cape, and Charlie Mouse wore socks on his paws. And Grandma B, Nana, wore her green and yellow dress that she always wears in the summertime. And Charlie Mouse was excited, but he asked, will it take long? Because these socks are squeezing my toes. And White Mouse wondered if she would be able to sit long without wanting to go to the bathroom. But Nana, Grandma B, assured them that they only had to be quiet until she made her speech, and then they could wander around Cal Arts. But not too far, she warned them, so that we could all go home together. So, Dick came from Milwaukee, and Tara came from Albany, and Jonna came down from San Francisco. And Charlie Mouse climbed in Dick's pocket, and White Mouse tucked herself in Tara's handbag, and we all drove to Cal Arts for the graduation. So while they all took their seats, Jonna had a cookie, and Charlie Mouse and White Mouse decided to sit in Jonna's pocket, and they did, and they had plenty of crumbs to nibble on during Nana, Grandma B's speech. And after Grandma B made her speech, there was a reception, a champagne reception, in the big hall on the inside. And everybody went in there for the champagne. And Charlie Mouse thought everybody was drinking club soda. And he was so thirsty from all those crumbs he ate from Jonna's pocket that he drank from all the cups that were in the waste basket. And Charlie Mouse got very drunk. And he began to hiccup. And no one could figure out what that noise was. And where do you think White Mouse was all this time that all the grown-ups were talking? She was dancing the can-can in front of all the Cal Arts mice, who came out of their hiding places because the teachers at Cal Arts had told them they had better behave and stay out of the way when all the company came. That meant all the students who were graduating and all their parents who came, and all the grown-ups who got an honorary degree, like Nana, Grandma B, and her children came. So it was a very big party that day. Okay, then we all wanted to go home. But we couldn't find Charlie Mouse, and we couldn't find White Mouse. And then Dick and Jonna looked for them, and they got Charlie Mouse, and they put him in Jonna's pocket. And Jonna said, "Don't you dare throw up in my pocket, you dumb little mouse." And he said, "Huh?" I said, "Charlie, I won't. I'm so sorry." And he fell fast asleep. And then they heard a lot of toenail scratching. And they knew that that was mice applause. That was how mice clapped their hands. They scratched their toenails on the floor. So they went after the sound, and they found White Mouse. And they carried her off to Tara's pocketbook. And White Mouse was so angry because she wanted to go on dancing for the Cal Arts mice, because she was drunk on champagne too. So everybody got together, and we drove in two cars, and we had a beautiful supper after the graduation, and everybody liked Nana's speech. Oh, they said, "Grandma B, what a wonderful speech you made. It was the best speech of the afternoon." And Grandma B was so happy, and she said, "Oh, tell the children, tell Rebecca and Joshi, that Nana made a good speech, because I studied it a whole month so that it would come out just right. And she said, and tell Maxie that Grandma Bee made a good speech and that everybody liked it. And then we went and had another party that night, and it was a dinner party, and we had salmon and asparagus and rice and wine, and we all toasted each other, and we had a wonderful time. And that's all there is about Grandma Bee Nana's Day of Days, when she was the honorary degree candidate and is now a doctor of fine arts.
Thank you. Thank you.